I thought I'd do you probably Charles's most famous poem. That's a tricky thing to say, anyway, but any guesses what that might be? Very good. Timothy Winters. That's exactly what I had in mind. Now, Timothy Winters is particularly well known to a specific generation, because at one point it was featured in the national curriculum when they did fun things like that. And after the Second World War, Charles became a school teacher in his local primary school, and that's what he did for the rest of his working life, as well as being a top poet as well. And I think he must have been a fantastic teacher, because he's very well remembered and loved in the town. And I've heard stories that if children were off sick from school, he would write them poems. Or if he was off work sick, he would write into the school in the form of a poem and make sure they were behaving themselves. And you can hear him reciting Timothy Winters on the Poetry Please website. And I think he's also questioned about it on his Desert Island Discs too, all of which are free to listen to on the internet. You can waste months listening to them. And he was asked a question that he said he was always saddened when he was asked this question, but was Timothy Winters a real boy? And he said, my God, yes, he certainly was. In fact, he was several. So, for better or for worse, I think this poem is still just as relevant today as it was when he first wrote it. Timothy Winters comes to school with eyes as wide as a football ball, ears like bombs and teeth like splinters. A blitz of a boy is Timothy Winters. His belly is white, his neck is dark, and his hair is an exclamation mark. His clothes are enough to scare a crow, and through his breeches the blue winds blow. When teacher talks he won't hear a word, and he shoots down dead the arithmetic bird. He licks the pattern off his plate, and he's not even heard of the welfare state. So come one angel, come on ten, Timothy Winters says amen, 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 amen. Oh, Timothy Winters, Lord, amen. Timothy Winters has bloody feet, and he lives in a house on Sewer Street. He sleeps in a sack on the kitchen floor, and they say there aren't boys like him anymore. While old man Winters, he likes his beer, and his missus ran off with a bombardier. While grandma sits in the grate with a gin, and Timothy's dosed with an aspirin. The welfare worker lies awake, but the law's as tricky as a tempered snake. So Timothy Winters, he drinks his cup, and slowly goes on growing up. So come one angel, come on ten, Timothy Winters says amen, 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 amen. Oh, Timothy Winters, Lord, amen. At morning prayers, when the master for children less fortunate than ourselves, and the loudest response in the room is when our Timothy Winters roars amen. So come one angel, come on ten, Timothy Winters says amen, 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 amen.
finish with the poem that Jim mentioned earlier on, and this poem sort of sums up for me one of the things I felt Charles is really good at in his poetry, is that he would be able to write seemingly simplistic and sometimes often quite short poems. Actually, you'll notice tonight I haven't done any particularly ballad-like poems. I do admire ballads, but I just haven't got the attention span. but this one, there's quite a lot of his really moving poems seem to be in the back of the collected volume, actually, if you can get your hands on one of those. And this one is simply called Who. And some friends of mine who are a trio called Thorn and Roses sang it for me last week at Bude. Yeah. So this is for them.
Who's that child I see wandering down by the side of the quivering stream? Why does he seem not to hear, though I call to him? Where does he come from, and what is his name? Sunrise and sunset, taking in old-fashioned clothes the same track. Why, when he walks, does he cast not a shadow, though the sun rises and falls at his back? So thick on the hedgerow by the great field where a horse pulls a plough. Why do I see only meadows where houses stand in a line by the riverside now? Why does he move like a wraith by the water, soft as a thistle down on the breeze blown? When I draw near to him so that I may hear him, why does he say that his name is?